Hello, yes, you did get it for Crazy Satan's Black Wedding.
No, that's not why I got this DVD.
So we're doing a commentary for Criminally Insane or Crazy Fat Ethel.
Yeah.
And we have the Shockorama release, which I think that's the only release other than VHS. If you
Well, and VHS is what I saw it on the first time around. I happened to find it at the local video store.
I never heard of this movie until
And I saw it, and I was
people
like...
People start going on about it.
And I think it was under the title Criminally Insane, and it just intrigued me until I rented it.
Oh, a movie about some lady killing people because they won't let her eat. That's a pretty good...
Well, I mean, the cover on it... Did you ever see what the VHS cover looked like? It was that Ethel woman with a big meat cleaver.
Yeah, I think I... Yeah. But, we've got it on that, and basically it's on the Nick Phillips Horror Trilogy page.
Yeah, evidently Nick Phillips not only did the Criminally Insane 1 and 2, did he do Death Nurse also? And he did Satan's Black Wedding.
So, but we got it highlighted with the cleaver there on Criminally Insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go ahead and press play here. I'm going to... Count down 3, 2, 1, then press play after 1.
Okay.
So.
You done or I done?
I'll do it. Why not? Uh-huh. 3, 2, 1, play.
And it's slowly coming on.
And we get a Shockorama.
Yeah. I don't know that Shockorama Cinema did release very many.
No.
They probably just released Nick Phillips stuff, and it's like, eh.
They've released some things, but I remember something with Brink Stevens.
Oh, that's right.
Some kind of documentary, but I'm not sure if it was. But, yeah, we got the Criminally Insane.
With all the little speckles. And
yeah, this is the Grindhouse Edition, as they as you would call it.
This is all about food.
Yeah, really. Every Halloween they should show this on the Food Network.
Yeah, I'm sure the people that own the Food Network would do that. I don't think they put a title Criminally Insane or Crazy Fat Ethel.
Yeah, I don't think they want to be Food Network wants the word fat in a movie.
That would turn people
Gigi
off of the
food. Or Gio did the makeup, which the Crazy Fat Ethel had to have a lot of makeup on. And her weird-looking sister. Her trampy sister.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot about that. The one that brings her man over and they, like...
Yeah.
I think they just have sex all the time.
Something like that. I don't remember this blood smearing, but okay.
It's been a while since I watched this. And Steve actually got the Death Nurse movies for a Christmas present from Wes Vance.
Yeah, because he got them for free. And I haven't opened them. I'm thinking about reselling them. And we're on Crazy Fat Ethel.
And she's still in the... But I really don't understand why they would send somebody to the mental hospital for just having a food addiction. But whatever. Because they're, like, sedating her now.
I mean, she's pretty big. She looks like she's pregnant. And we get a real needle prick.
See, this stuff is just really creepy. I'm sorry. What are you doing that for,
Steve? That's what's going on her head, or even that, or...
I don't think nothing's going on.
She's drinking about turkey legs.
No, they sedated her.
Mashed potatoes.
And put her in a straitjacket.
That's all I need is a close up on that face.
But see, all of this is silent. You know,
good.
The stuff where she's being shocked and.
This cured a lot of people of being fat.
I mean, they don't really let us know if she was psychotic at that point or not. I mean, they say she's got paranoid manifestations.
There you go. That's different than fat.
Well. I think that's part of the problem. She doesn't come back for her appointments. Well, she tries. She tries to lock up the food. Well, they live in New York City, would you say?
I would think. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I don't know if they ever say. She must have had a job. I forget what kind of job she had.
Golly.
Some old cars. When did this movie come out?
It's like before 75, I think.
Maybe it held me on the DVD case.
And then it came out, the sequel came out in like 85.
This is a brand new telescene transfer from the 35mm film elements.
Oh yeah, I can see every zit on on Ethel's face. Every crevice.
Oh, wait a second. Here we go. Well,
it was painstakingly scratched up. It was in pristine
75.
Condition. 75. See, I told you. I was that kind of me, for some reason, when I see those kind of hilly roads, I think of San Francisco. So
well, it might be, because those houses look like California.
Yeah, so I don't want to think it's San Francisco.
Would you be scared if you had a neighbor like that?
Of Ethel?
Or no, like that lady.
No, because she's not fat and crazy.
She looks strange.
Or Ethel.
Or her grandmother. Her grandma, like, pulls the shades like she's gonna do something awful to Ethel. There she goes. She
I love it. She cooks a whole bag of bacon.
Yeah, she's not cooking just two or three slices. She's cooking a whole slab. And plus eggs. Plus she's, oh my lord, how many eggs is that? Six, seven?
Six or seven. And some Wonder Bread goes with that shit.
Well, I don't think that's Wonder Bread. What kind of bread is that?
She knows that and breakfast is the most important
meal
of the day.
She's going to have half of that eaten before her toast is ready. Oh, my gosh. I'll watch her grandma. Her grandma's going to have a hemorrhage.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's what her grandma said.
It'd be funny if she did.
I just have a piece of toast.
That's how I stay so slim and trim. Never too old to watch her figure. Do you like the spread room? Wilbur's had a sale Monday. Ethel doesn't talk much, does she?
It's good. I thought it'd be just the right touch for your homecoming.
Did you know they tried to kill me? Oh, well, she did say something there. That's not very politically correct. I don't think they starved her.
I think they did.
You think
she was bigger before she went in. Or your heart, Ethel. My heart's just
fine as long as my stomach's not empty. As long as I keep putting this bacon in there, clog up my arteries.
I think the rule of thumb is you don't lock up the fridge.
Okay, I gotta ask this, though. I mean, she starts ordering groceries from the grocery store, but why does her grandma have so many friggin' groceries in there to begin with if her grandmother doesn't eat that?
And some vanilla wafers.
She's got vanilla wafers. She had two or three things of milk in there.
Look at her. She's
I need some more.
I need some more hard candy. God.
I gotta have more hard candy with my vanilla wafers. I gotta have the whole bag.
No, see,
left about a quarter of the bag in there.
She got a thing of milk and a...
What's that? Is she going to actually pour the milk in the glass? Or is she just
going to... She's not a heathen. She's got a glass.
That nightgown doesn't make her look any smaller.
Let's see if she can make it up there with that vanilla wafer thing. theater
looks
daughter.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to fall. She'd be like, my wafers. Night, Granny, I'm eating your vanilla wafers.
It's okay. Linnea's getting scared of the thunder.
Oh, it's just on the movie, Linnea.
Nilla.
Those are bedtime snacks. Oh, no, she's out of wafers. She's out of Nilla wafers.
Somebody's going to have to die.
It's like, I'm so hungry.
Somebody going to get the ass kicked.
Going to get an ass whipping. When Ethel...
Well, that's a weird place for a fucking light.
Yeah. When Ethel gets hungry, somebody has to die. That's what the tagline should be for this movie.
Yeah.
Don't let Ethel get hungry.
Oh, shit.
You ate her. Oh, I think this is where her grandma's locked up the food. She put locks on the cabinets.
She took out food that went in the fridge and put it in a cabinet?
Maybe she just threw it out. Oh, she's resourceful.
Where there's a belly, there's a way. Fuck, lady, that's a fucking flimsy ass paneling. You could rip that motherfucker off. She's a big girl.
Lord. She got mad because she cut herself. Well, she shouldn't have showed her where the key was.
Do you think I'm going to let you starve me? Do you realize how much you've been eating? It costs a fortune. The unemployment checks aren't half enough.
Oh, they're on unemployment. Oh, Granny's in trouble now. Oh. Granny's gone.
Granny's full of red paint.
3M blood. Oh, gosh, now she's stabbing her hand to get that key. Well, she's dead. She can't give it to you.
I want to know what that damn cabinet.
That's all the...
That's more vanilla wafers? Yay!
It's all the stuff that didn't have to be kept cold, I would assume.
Vanilla wafers, bitch!
She wants some nanner pudding.
All she's going to do is eat some of that and eat a banana at the same time, make banana pudding in her mouth.
Oh,
I didn't say it was good.
Then she'll get sick and vomit.
That's a cool looking... Ah!
What in the hell was that? And who is that?
Looks like her grandma a little bit.
Oh, my. They had paintings like that in the old days. Little Steve wasn't very old when this movie came out.
He's watching, Lost in Space.
I wasn't even born when this movie came out.
I think I lived in a house that had cable. We lived there for a few years before we moved out the country. I didn't appreciate it at the time.
What, when you moved?
No.
Or didn't appreciate?
Because I was so young. Then you get antennas. You can't pick up shit. You're at the mercy of the antenna picking up stuff.
I'm trying to see that woman's eyeballs moving or something.
I wish, damn it, I wish they showed her head hitting the floor on those steps. Oh. Ding.
Well, at least they could have made a noise. Thump, thump.
Ethel's going to be hungry after all this work.
And she goes, sir, I'm so hungry. Linnea's making noise. She's scratching.
Who's clicking for? I'm going to bite your ear.
Well, she's obviously not weak if she can drag that old woman around. That's some dead weight there.
You're that big. You got to have some strength to walk around.
Well, I think it's funny is she keeps putting all the dead people in this room. And then don't she put candles later?
Yeah, she's trying to keep the stink down.
There's nothing that's going to cover up rotted bodies.
See, I never remember it. I see this in movies all the time where people order food from grocery stores and they bring it to them.
They can do that in big cities.
Well, I've seen people do it on Green Acres and shit. And I was like,
they used to do
it. Yeah, I mean, that was too much.
Like on I Spit on Your Grave, she calls the market and they come and bring it to her. Matthew comes and brings it.
But I just don't know.
Yeah, I regularly pay orders. But give me 4 half gallons of ice cream instead of 2.
4 half gallons? Golly. Granny didn't have much money.
That looks like Eric Idle from Monty Python.
Eric Idle. They turned this into a Monty Python movie.
It's a what?
Granny's going to get up and sing and dance like Eric.
Fucking Granny's vibrator's going to fall out of there sooner or later.
Her vibrator. Yeah, there's no grandpa around.
Look, yeah, she's taking like the quarters or whatever the fuck. Ding.
Yeah, her grandma was saving those quarters.
No reason. Hey, get you a cool box, a box of cool right here.
I don't think he could have put 4 half gallons of ice cream in there. And
by the time you get there, it's going to be a bunch of shit, melted crap.
And plus, that guy's going to expect a tip.
Hey, sexy.
$80. She ain't
wow.
$80. $4.50, that's far from $80. Well, what did she break over his head?
Like a booze bottle.
Granny was getting booze too?
Granny was a booze hound. Uh-oh.
She's got a sharp piece of a broken bottle there. I love the way she just stabs people with whatever she got. Is that her trampy sister there?
Yep.
Her cousin or whatever she is.
Yeah, I don't know if she's her sister or not.
Oh my gosh, I gotta get rid of the delivery boy. Would you want to have sex with that?
They're both... shit, her face is all ate up with acne or something.
Well, she eats bad stuff.
Yeah. Those vanilla wafers will get you.
Well, that ice cream. And she's probably at risk for the beatus.
Yeah. Wilford Brimley's going to come over and she's going to kill him, too.
Kill Wilford Brimley.
I'm just trying to save you from the beatus.
I don't care about the damn beatus. I want food. Die, Wilford Brimley.
She'll shave his beard off before she kills him.
She's not exactly super skinny either.
Compared to her, she's a fucking weight.
Well, I know that, but
where is she? She's gone.
town to visit somebody. Well, I'll be staying here for a few days. What's this blood all over the floor?
There's groceries on the floor.
Cut myself on a broken bottle.
The hell kind of milk? Here you go.
I've been staying with Mama. She told me to tell you hello. She's still living with that Filipino here to stop her.
Whoa!
I guess she's better off sleeping with that little brown man.
Little brown man.
This is the most un-PC movie.
They don't help you in those places.
Wonder like that some people trying to make a remake this?
Seems like there was.
Is it Justin Ryan or is it somebody else on Facebook?
I don't know. Either him or his buddies.
Yeah.
His name was John. And if he comes here looking for me.
I'm sure you could ask Justin. He would tell you.
He.
Because he beat the shit out of me, that's why.
Maybe they'll get Stacy T. Can be the guy that delivers the food.
Yeah. And he'll say to Ethel, whoever they get to play Ethel, gee, you're pretty sexy. Be like back robes to him. Nothing against Goose, I'm just saying.
Golly, that's a lot of material for him.
She looks a little bit better that way. This guy forgot about this guy. She's just basically operating as a hooker. Steve's tickling my knee.
Playing peewee, give a dog a bone.
He asked if she was the man.
What kind of face is that?
She's probably got an STD from being with all those men.
What's that say, hams? What was that, a beer?
Hams, I guess it's a type of beer.
Ugh.
How'd you like to wake up next to that?
No. And that fucking sunflower mattress.
The bed's probably full of cooties.
Yeah, it's got fucking life living in that bed. Semen and beer.
Because I'm sure it's not going to get washed while she's there. Because Ethel ain't freaking going to wash it. All she wants to do is eat.
If you, sprinkled powdered sugar on it, she'd probably try to eat it.
She'd lick it.
Yeah. Oh, God. I want to throw up right now. Oh.
Because she's drinking beer or what?
There's a cigarette in it, Dana.
Oh. I missed that part. I'm sorry. Steve's going to get sick here.
Oh, God, that's gross. Because I've done that before. People, we had dares in the Army, and that was one of them.
They dared you to do that, and you did it?
Other people did it, and I did it, too.
Oh, did you puke?
Yeah, I'm going to have a flashback at that one.
Forget it. Forget we can concentrate on the movie, Steve.
I told her what you did to me. My grandmother doesn't want to talk to you.
I think the doctor comes to the house, too.
Did you see her dress was stained?
Yeah.
Her big, big pink
dress. I told you she's
dress.
Not going to do any longer.
Look at that. Look at her.
I didn't notice that before. But.
We're watching it in HD, so.
This is as much in HD as you're going
to. It's up-converted. Look at it. Looks like
that
a roof.
That is the ugliest.
It's like a roof. Shingles hanging down.
That's ugly. That's how my hair used to look like Ethel's hair before I started straightening it.
Yeah, it did.
Thanks, Steve.
I didn't smell anything. Well, you wouldn't. You're too busy cooking or eating.
Whoa!
That man last
he was my John.
Look, Ethel, I've got a lot of friends here. And yeah. I have to bring them
and I have sex with all of them.
Know what I mean? I'm
going to
give you some money for letting me
stay here.
Thanks, Rosalie.
Now I can get more food.
Now I don't have to kill the... Meanwhile...
Ethel sits and stares out the window. Now...
Well, I don't know what that's supposed to be.
I guess it's supposed to be her rotting.
But it looks like wax.
It just looks like they put hot wax on.
I want to hear the fucking commentary on this one day.
I don't know if I've even tried. Maybe part of it. What's she gonna do now? Oh, I think she tries to, get rid of parts of the body. Of course, Miss 45 did that better.
I still haven't watched that Blu-ray.
Well, you should.
I know.
I think I put it on my shelf, but I would get it back out with me. I forgot about this dude. All she'd get would be
weeds. So I'm not planting flowers. I gotta bury a dead cat.
A rather large cat.
Why don't you put it out with the garbage?
Because it stinks too much.
That ground's too rocky. You won't be able to dig very deeply.
And she's not gonna be able to bring a dead body out with this guy looking over the fence.
Yeah, I'm too lazy.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, Wilson.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. This is an unaired episode of Home Improvement.
It's a prequel.
Thank God they got Tim Allen. I guess somebody
done.
Had been sitting out in a chair, in a lawn chair out there. I guess her granny. She's like, screw this.
Fuck, I'm hungry.
Gotta see if there's any more vanilla wafers. And any more half gallons of ice cream.
Is that perfume or something, I think?
Yeah.
I think that's what the shit that's on their face is, that, whatever that is.
Well, what does she do? Rubbing on it? Looks like a green penis.
I think that's some type of air freshener back
in
the 70s.
Yeah, it's an old air freshener.
It's a sponge, and it's drawing
your
all
that. Your mom and my mom could probably tell us all about
your
that.
Mom and my mom, sitting by the fire. Your mom said, set your flag on fire. Think about, hey now. Hey now. Oka waka yayi. Hey. Sitting in the stars.
I'm at a bar waiting for one of my men friends.
Ha! That's what Dana said to me when I met her the first time.
Yeah, right. This guy looks like he's a wolf or something.
This is a weird looking distortion. It doesn't look right. Is this a... This isn't a widescreen movie, is it?
Oh. It's, I think it said it was 1.33:1. Aspect ratio.
Yeah, I think that's 4x3.
It doesn't look like wise.
So where's the money?
Well, that's it. She didn't have any.
She had no bread.
She was just giving me a line, promising me she'd get me into films.
Is he the guy that beat up on her? She said one guy beat the hell out of her.
You know you're the only one I love.
Bullshit.
Oh! She's like,
Oh, man, that new light Steve got sure is bright. Bright.
She's like the third cousin of Catherine Ross.
What kind of tattoos has he got?
Bad ones.
I don't even know what they are.
They look like...
She got saggy boobies.
Yeah, and a red face. Did you hear what I said? She's the third cousin.
Third cousin of
Catherine Ross.
Twice removed.
Fourth removed.
She's gonna pull his hair out. Cause
that's how kinky she is. She got that black.
Look at them sideburns he's got. She's gonna get a hook to them. I'm
2:00 in the morning.
They need to put that on there, 2 a.m.
Yeah, they have like a countdown. Every time we see her eat, it's only like 5 minutes after the last time.
That's probably about right.
She's wearing the same shit.
Uh-oh.
Good
morning, Ethel. I've come to see your grandma.
doctor.
Ethel, go get your grandmother.
I can't.
She has gigantic calves. This rivals Psycho.
That's what I was saying. Hitchcock should have talked to Nick Phillips.
Hitchcock was still alive, so he's like, man, this is the ultimate...
the next movie I make.
This is the ultimate salute to Psycho.
What year did Hitchcock die?
80. He's still here. He was alive till 80. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It was either 76 or 80 because he made that family plot movie.
Yeah.
That was the last movie, so it might have been 76.
We had that at work.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a good movie or not. I've only watched it. Oh, boosh!
What'd she hit him with?
Like a candelabra or something. What a fucking face.
There's more of that 3M blood they used a lot.
This is the most work she's ever fucking done in her life.
But that just makes her more hungry, you know.
Duh. Kind of look fish face, didn't she?
Yeah. Or the duck face that people make in those selfies.
Yeah, she was well before her time.
Yeah, she's ahead of her time.
We could take a still story of this and make a selfie out of it.
You said Linnea needed some selfies.
Yeah, I saw doggies taking selfies. It was funny.
Well, more like their owners taking.
Well, yeah, but still.
You could always take a picture of Linnea and put it through one of those photo manipulation things and make it look like she's smiling or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh, well, screw that. Nothing's going on out there. I'm going back to bed.
Hi, sweet thing.
What is
sweet
wrong with,
thing.
What's wrong with her elbow?
Ew. It's sheet burn. Golly, look at this.
Yeah, but, you know, if they took selfies back in this day and age, they would have to send the film off.
Yeah.
Wait for it to come back.
To
and
take
then
about
they didn't have personal computers to put it on.
1 hour selfies.
With the internet. Yeah, but where would they post them at?
I don't know, back in the magazines.
Ethel's going to do a whole sexual layout with food.
Oh, God.
Send it into Playboy.
Yeah, that'd be freaking gross. I'd have fucking watermelon. She'll make a broad of watermelon.
She'd cover her boobs in whipped cream, put cherries on the nipples.
I thought she'd get one of those giant watermelons and just
and
cut it in half.
She'd get a wedge and put it in her vagina.
No, she's gonna cut it, hollow it out, then put it over her saggy boobs.
What's she going to put over her vagina?
Fuck, some vanilla wafers. She's going to have vanilla wafers over her big fucking areolas.
She's going to smear her vagina with banana pudding.
Dana, you're gross.
Vanilla wafers.
You're gross, Dana.
And then that guy that her cousin or whoever's with is going to come eat them off.
Yeah. He's just lounging around.
Look, he looks like he owns... Where did he get that robe? That's a purple freaking robe. I don't think that's his.
Jesus.
I
want you to meet my sister, Ethel.
I guess it is her sister.
Ah! Everything!
John, she's my sister. Please don't be mean.
My bad.
Well, it's not really her house. It's her granny's.
I'm really sorry.
Now, can I have one of those rolls or whatever it is that you got?
I'm glad you know.
Those look like cinnamon rolls.
Are you sure?
The heck?
I do that every day.
Do you? You gonna put... I think he wants to be an actor or something. He's putting makeup on. Like anybody can.
Have you ever laid on a bed like that with your legs like that?
Yeah.
I figure you have.
I've taken pictures like that.
I know. Oh my God.
I think he gets pissed at her.
Yeah.
For that.
He's gonna beat the fuck out of her.
Never make fun of a man who's putting on makeup. Yeah, no matter how ridiculous he looks. Well, they know how to put it on. They have somebody put it on for them.
They know how to comb their hair and not have fucking big... Oh, shit.
He's
I smell a bitch getting ready to get hit. Oh! Boom! Reshot!
They had to show it twice.
Replay! Fade to black. She liked it.
That's I got it. Her turned on, so turned on she had to put this heavy blue eyeshadow on.
It matches her outfit. Was she eating a fucking cake?
Looks like she made a... I think she just took that half gallon of ice cream out there and just had a square ice cream.
Pour some fudge. She had one vanilla and one
she
chocolate.
She put some Hershey syrup on it.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's a far-out shirt. And caps, too, look.
I'll tell you one thing. If a guy hit me like that, I sure as heck wouldn't be making out with him.
Come on, Dan.
No.
The soundtrack to this is fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
Sounds like snake charming music.
She gonna be doing belly dance. He looked like he was gonna strangle her there for a second. Ethel says, "Why can't I have that?" You know.
He got a little cocaine, yeah.
I forgot about him doing that.
That's some nose candy, nose whiskey.
He's wanting her. He's wanting her to put some on her boobies.
What is it?
Some nasal medicine, the doctor.
Yeah.
She doesn't know about drugs or anything.
Well, she's doing her drugs too. I wish we had a fat lady sit around here while we make out.
No, we wouldn't be making out if there was anybody sitting.
Eating ice cream though. Had to be eating ice cream.
Well, now you said I'll eat some ice cream.
Well, she's a little big. You could eat ice cream while we make out.
No, I don't want the dog watching.
I show the dog our naughty videotapes.
We have no naughty videotapes.
Well, I show her naughty drawings of what we do, and she's just shocked.
Steve is really going to have to do some editing.
I'm an editor.
Who's he looking for?
Maybe I better get my sister. This isn't my house. I'm just visiting.
I'm just doing coke and...
Doing coke and whoring.
Nothing illegal.
Hey, Johnny, get rid of the coke!
This is my sister. She's the one that lives here.
Hello? I'm Detective Sergeant McDonough.
I've seen this dude before.
Oh, he's been in a lot of films.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Caruso says he never came back to the store after making a delivery to your house 3 days ago.
Well, maybe he had other deliveries. What'd he do with his coke?
Up his nose with a rubber hose.
He brought me the food and I paid him. What?
How much did you pay?
$80, I think it was.
No.
He took off with $80.
Well, he'll probably show up in a day or so.
I don't think so.
Your $80 in Tijuana.
He went to Tijuana. He went down to Mexico.
Yeah, you could live like a millionaire for $80 in Tijuana in 1975.
Good night, Detective Sergeant.
Hit all those Mexican casinos. Did they have Mexican casinos?
I don't know.
Ethel, what's that all about?
Tell me, didn't you hear what the cop said? The kid went to Tijuana to get laid.
I'm going
to
watch Ken Snow.
Yeah! Yay!
I don't care about that kid. kid. He's upstairs rotting.
Come on. Let her go watch Gunsmoke and leave her alone.
She's got to eat the rest of her ice cream slab.
She better hurry up because Gunsmoke goes off the air in 75.
Her belly's.
Her belly welly.
Whoa. Look at that. Look at that shot of her ass, Steve.
I know, it's... I got a full-on chubby in my pants.
You got some hot pants on, huh?
I got a full-on chubby going for her. Ethel's sister.
Steve's terrible. Meanwhile, the bodies continue to rot.
Somebody's throwing green jello on them.
What the heck's going on with that kid's feet?
He got funky. He got athlete.
They shrunk up. Granny's feet are bigger than his.
Athlete foot. They can go up.
The smell's getting worse. The smell is taking over this movie.
Her lips like, duh.
Hey, what's that smell?
Ooh, that smell!
He needs to go take a shower.
Ooh, what a smell of a surround you!
You talking about the Lynyrd Skynyrd song?
I ain't talking.
That's what, you're singing it.
What a face. His face looks 3D. Yeah. I like looking at ugly people making... She nasty looks, faces.
She looks like she's going to throw up or something. She must have a key.
Ethel? She's got
static electricity.
I bet she'll be asleep with like vanilla wafer boxes on her.
Crumbs. I figured she'd come to the door with cookie crumbs all over her mouth. Stuck in her teeth. I don't smell anything. It looked like she was looking at the camera.
Boom.
It'd be funny if
I mean, that's a tight space.
Yeah.
There must be a dead animal in there, a cat or something. I'm going to have to break it in.
It's been too bad. We can't live here with a stink.
Can't live here with a stink. Did you see that face?
We can go in without wrecking her door.
Well, she is, and I'm going to break it in.
Uh-oh.
Ethel's... The wheels are turning slowly.
The turning. Wagon wheels of cheese are turning.
She's got an invisible man in bed with her, see?
This is the longest she's gone without eating. Uh-oh!
Oh, she sleeps with a meat cleaver under her other pillow.
Leave it to Cleaver.
She's gonna go get her a beaver.
That's why
I don't think this is a very long movie, is it?
No, thank God it's not.
Well, we're already 40 something minutes in.
Well, this is how long we've been recording, not how long the movie
is. Well, I know, but it's close.
Yeah.
The night is laying here between our arms.
It looks like it's fucking daylight, or they got lights on in their hallways for no good reason. And everybody.
Well, Nick Phillips had to have everything bright.
He said, "I want to see everything." Her big fucking feet.
Ew.
Corns.
It looked like she hadn't trimmed her toenails.
That's just gross.
It looks like she's got fungus.
She's got fat fucking hands.
You know, there's some heavy people that have skinny fingers.
Well, Ethel ain't one of them. She passed away, I forgot how long ago.
Oh, yeah.
But she lost a lot of weight between first one.
Oh, yeah.
10 years.
And she looked a lot better, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how old she's supposed to be here, but she's a lot grayer.
God, she's got a lot of force behind that. What is that big, nasty hole in the wall? That don't even look like the same guy by the time she chops him a few times.
She's well, a quick...
Yeah, you discovered the smell.
If you didn't smell so goddamn good, you would be alive.
You shouldn't have tried to go into Grandma's room, Rosalie.
No, Ethel, no. Not me, Ethel. Not me. Oh, don't hurt me. Please, Ethel. Please don't hurt me, Ethel.
I don't think it's going to help.
Oh!
She guy's going to chop you to shut you up. And he's crawling away. He's blinded by the blood instead of blinded by the light.
He's got a tattoo on his calf back in 1975.
Look how hairy. Guys like that just look so sleazy. They're in their tidy whities.
Well, his whitey tidies ain't exactly
no,
white.
No, they're yellow. Ugh. It's gross.
He had tattoos on, I think, both his calves. That's weird.
Makes him look even sleazier.
Yeah.
Those kind of tattoos. They ain't even cool tattoos. Dude, you ain't gonna get away.
She'll sit on your damn ass and you'll be dead. Look at that. She got hair.
Oh.
God.
We don't need to see this in any more high def.
No. Whoa.
Sped up the film.
You know, her bush is probably a fucking...
See, that's not something I
but we in a headlock.
Oh, gross.
God.
Steve, I don't want to think about that. Why is she carrying a tray up there?
What is that, fucking two baked potatoes and a couple of steaks?
Why don't she just stay down there? Is there not a TV down there?
I guess not.
I don't know. Tomorrow.
They would eventually shut her electric off and her water and all that.
Aren't you glad I didn't put you in there with all that stink and everything?
I don't think they're caring at this point. She's not watching TV. She's just hanging out with dead people.
Here, just like before. I won't disturb you. I know you want to be alone. Sometimes I could hear you.
Oh, no.
I know what you were doing with John, Rosalie.
Oh, my. And I liked it.
I'm going to miss hearing it.
Oh,
she
no.
She got some feelings, or...
Oh, she's God, hungry. That's...
Oh, my Lord, she's...
That's the best sex she ever had, Dana.
What, you think she is into necrophilia?
I don't know. I think she's in love with food.
She has sex with cucumbers and...
Wow.
Carrots.
You went really way off base. Oh, please no more.
She has a relationship with food?
What the fuck?
I think she's having... Dream.
God, I'm afraid she's going to slide and hit the camera.
So was Nick Phillips.
She's hitting.
Looks like mannequins with green shit on.
Grr. I'm tripping the fuck out. I'm tripping balls.
Can you imagine watching this and being on LSD?
I don't have to imagine it. LS me. That's a Hulk.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
She's green.
And instead, Ethel says you wouldn't like me when I'm hungry.
Yeah. In times of hunger, she turns into crazy fat Ethel. Well, I'm enjoying looking.
Honestly, I don't think my mom has ever seen this movie.
No! Baby, there's a crazy lady eating, chopping people up!
Steve is mocking my mother.
No!
Oh my God!
She's getting sexy now.
Oh my God.
Does she have that little guy that was with her sister at the beginning? Does he come over?
Oh, maybe. Oh my God. Jesus, this is gross.
Or she's
still frolicking with the ducks. This with a hot chick, it would be something out of a Giallo. You know, slow motion running like
this
that.
This is like a John Waters film.
Yeah, it'd be divine.
Yeah.
But this would be a Giallo with some chick running around in a dream sequence like this, but instead it's a big fat ass in a red something or other scaring the fucking wildlife.
It's her dream, Steve.
Evidently, she's thinking it's funny, too.
She says, my dream is to be in a John Waters film.
Here comes the guy you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's probably coming looking for Rosalie.
He can do some hellacious parallel parking.
That's a skill.
It is, that I haven't got.
A lot of people don't have it. He says, I need some loving. I think she lures him up there and he thinks he's going to get sex.
Is it? She got like a tashiki on or what?
That's her sexy outfit.
It's a sexy air balloon.
It's like one of those moo-moo or something.
Yeah, moo-moo, that's about right.
Isn't that what they call them?
I think. The moos.
Or a house dress. Or
I don't know, but it's multicolored. I don't know.
My gran used to have these wild house dresses. Well, I just bite yourself in. Look at his butt.
I don't want to look, but you gotta look. I mean, you gotta look at her. At least you don't see her crack.
Oh.
It's just like one big blob. She don't have an ass.
Honey bun. Uh-oh. Well, now she gonna have
to. Well, I'm gonna go. She got me in a fucking. Oh,
she got him in a headlock.
Yeah. Choke
She's
him out.
She's like an awesome wrestler, wasn't she?
Yeah.
They should have let her wrestle Andy Kaufman.
That'd have been a good match.
Well, he was always wanting women to wrestle him.
He fought some big women, but not big as Casey Fat Ever. Oh, God.
Good Lord, he won't die. And he's got a pocket protector.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, we need to kill a minute here, so we're going to strangle this guy.
Now, she's got spray air freshener.
Fuck yeah, man. What is it? Lysol?
She's still eating. What's she eating now? A chocolate eclair?
Something like that.
I'd be afraid I'd get that air freshener on that food. Of course, she wouldn't care. She'd go ahead and eat it. Here, Granny, I'm going to spray your face. You won't mind. How many days have supposed to have passed?
This is like Lords of Salem. This is like Thursday.
Only they just don't tell us.
You need to re-edit it with the days of the week. Oh, fuck.
I think the meat cleavers keep getting larger.
Well, I think she's losing weight and it makes them look bigger.
Hello, Ed. Oh, God, no, it's that guy.
That's okay. You didn't startle me.
I was going to chop up a chicken. With that meat cleaver?
Yeah. Yes, Dana.
Oh, I would have come up with another better answer.
I'd like to ask you a few more questions about Glenn Dickey's disappearance.
Just don't go upstairs. See, he's got a holy shirt on.
That's right, it's holy.
Who
The boy's mother's over.
What,
the
did she pass so gas? What was that?
That's her setting her big ass down.
At first, I thought the boy'd gone off somewhere with friends.
Thought he went to Tijuana and get laid.
Well, maybe he stole the $80 and he's afraid to come back.
Back.
That wouldn't be in keeping with what I've learned about the boy. He's definitely no thief.
He was a smart aleck kid.
And I had to kill him.
Most kids are at that age. I'm worried the boy might have been mugged. We've had two or three incidents.
He called her nuts. That's...
Think back. Could anybody see you give Glenn the $80?
Yeah. There's this guy down in the street, and he had a gun.
He had a gun in broad daylight, and you didn't call the police?
Well, I didn't see the gun. But he had his hand in his pocket like it was a gun. I didn't see too clear.
So you paid the boy. Then what happened?
I paid him the $80.
I'm sorry, but she just doesn't appear innocent.
Which direction?
To the right.
In the direction of the store?
Yes.
Why didn't you mention all this to me the other night?
Because I had to make it up.
I had low blood sugar.
I had to eat my slab of ice cream.
Short or tall?
You interrupted me during it.
He was short, I think.
What was he wearing?
I don't remember.
I want you to come downtown with me to see if you can identify the man you saw.
I can't. I have the beatus.
Look, I told you I didn't see him too clear.
I have to have my insulin.
Besides, I don't know anything about that kid disappearing.
Well, I think you do, Ethel.
That's not true.
Well, all right. We'll leave it at that.
Well, her granny's flowers look pretty good. There's that creepy statue.
Get that front door locked. Like I said, we've had trouble in this neighborhood before.
I don't think Ethel's got to worry about that as long as she's got that meat for you.
She should take this on the road. Make a road movie.
Crazy Fat Ethel on the road.
She'll pack like a couple of steaks and vanilla wafer boxes and a couple of those.
She's figured out she needs to chop Granny up.
And a couple of those cleavers. Lick it, baby. Lick that blood.
She's thinking about it.
Do it.
What is she putting on, man?
I don't know.
Pillowcases?
No, I wouldn't think it would be pillowcases.
Well, I don't know what it is. Maybe that's something that belonged to Rosalie. Uh-oh, there's that nosy neighbor.
What the f...
One of the nosy neighbors. She gonna be like that old woman on Miss 45 that had the dog feel.
Yeah. Oh, we can see her skirt.
Her slip.
Whatever it is.
Well, at least she wears a slip.
Hi, Ethel. You're that big.
Hello.
Hi, Ethel. What do you got there? Your dead
when's
granny?
My grandmother coming back. Soon. Next week, I guess.
She's back now. She's in this bag. I'm taking her for a walk.
I got her out here.
I think she takes it down to the water or something.
I didn't know if she could drive.
Well, maybe she does. Maybe she just puts it in there, but I thought she could. It's my laundry. She maybe doesn't have a license. Yeah, it's got to be California.
California. Oh,
butt sore.
That's out of context. I gotta get up something on the flow.
That's the fastest she's run in the whole movie, I think.
I'm afraid she's gonna fall off and that'd be the end. Well, maybe
if this was a Canadian, maybe she'd fall off the
bluff. I'd be sorry.
She'd throw chopped up granny off the bluff. That looks like a Sam Raimi car.
It's kind of like me dumping. It's like me dumping trash in the dumpsters.
Steve, I wouldn't incriminate yourself.
Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly.
Yeah.
I can't get you out of there, Granny. I'm sorry.
Put your hands on the vehicle.
I hate to say this, but it looks like her dress is made out of a potato sack.
I don't know. She has gigantic calves, man. Bodybuilders don't have calves that big.
Well, she ain't doing no bodybuilding.
Yeah, she is, but she's not. She
she's not doing it a healthy way. I don't know why she didn't just dump it off there. I mean, somebody has obviously saw her dragging this bag around. Uh-oh. That's a Mustang. It's a family.
Yeah, we're just going to pull off the side of the road.
He's going to take pictures.
With black socks on.
Because that's... I'm glad guys don't do that now. Wear shorts like that and black long black socks. Damn vacationers.
Ooh. Yeah. Continuity, man. That's pretty good. Having the trunk up.
Have the trunk
you would
up.
Definitely oh, think that they would not do remember to do that.
Nick Phillips is a master.
He ain't nobody's fool.
He told this chick that she had to have that trunk open in both shots. And if she didn't, he wasn't gonna let her go to the craft services table.
Well, kudos to Mr. Nick
Phillips.
It's the stairway scene. It's thrilling.
That's awful heavy laundry. Which is what I assume she would tell somebody. That lady. Oh no, that lady smells something. Smells something really bad. Did Ethel leave something in the car?
Well, she left the freaking trunk open, so.
Uh-oh. But this is why you don't go poking around in other people's stuff.
Well, she parked on the sidewalk. And she left a fake hand in there. And here's the psycho scene.
Isn't something kind of shocking going to happen here?
I think this is what killed Hitchcock, because he saw this and goes, man, I could have never done anything like this.
Some chopping coming from that room.
I could never have done these.
You don't want to look inside there, dude. You really don't. You really, really don't.
My God.
Ugh.
I knew it was kind of shocking. She didn't know any other way to get rid of it. So she was killing two birds with one stone.
Well, that's pretty good. No credits or nothing.
No,
man.
It just ends.
It just ends.
The end. Did you enjoy that, Steve?
As much as I did a bunch of cake. Oh. You feel bloated after you watch this.
Even though we're not eating. There's right. Enough eating for 10 people in this movie.
Yeah. So I don't know what else to say about Crazy Fat Ethel.
Just watch it. If you've never watched it, you need to watch it. With or without our commentary.
Be a, you know, be a, be on a diet.
If this movie will probably make you want to go on a diet.
Yep. No Nilla wafers.
Steve can't have vanilla wafers.
No more.
No banana pudding.
I can't. So we're out of here.
Bye.